This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. France extended curfews to around two-thirds of its population, and Belgium's foreign minister was taken into intensive care with COVID-19 as Europe reported coronavirus cases more than doubled in 10 days. Belgium is experiencing one of the most severe second waves of COVID-19 in the world and has reimposed some restrictions in recent weeks, including closing bars and restaurants. Poland's prime minister said Friday red zone measures, including the partial closure of primary schools and restaurants, would be adopted nationwide in the face of a record spike in coronavirus infections. The move comes as the EU country of 38 million people saw a new 24-hour record of coronavirus cases Friday. Half of Poland, mostly large cities and surrounding areas, was already designated a high-risk red zone last Saturday, on top of a previous rule making face masks mandatory in public places. Millions more people headed into coronavirus lockdowns in Britain Friday as the government boosted a financial support package but acknowledged failures in a hugely expensive testing program. Central Manchester was eerily quiet after the central government imposed its most stringent measures on the city and its surrounding region. The latest measures add to areas already classed as very high risk or tier 3, meaning roughly 7.3 million people in England will be living under the country's most stringent restrictions starting this weekend. In addition, the devolved government in Wales has ordered its more than 3 million people to stay at home starting at 6 p.m., closing non-food retailers, cafes, restaurants, pubs, and hotels for 2 weeks. The UK is battling to get a grip on a resurgence of COVID-19, which has killed more people than in all of Europe. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency, KDCA, said Friday it would press on with a wide flu vaccine program aimed at heading off complications from the coronavirus after reviewing more than two dozen cases of deaths that have raised public concern. A review had shown no direct link between the vaccination and 26 deaths that were investigated, the KDCA said in a statement, adding it planned to meet Saturday to review additional analysis. The toll of deaths among people who have been vaccinated reached 36 on Friday, sparking calls from doctors and politicians for a halt to the program, which aims to vaccinate about 30 million of the country's 52 million people. The United States is less than 2 weeks away from the presidential election November 3rd. In an AP interview, American University communications professor Jason Malika says unique circumstances have led to long lines of early voters.
We're dealing with a pandemic still. We are dealing with how people are going to get to the polls. And while many of the medical experts are saying it should be okay to vote depending on how everything's planned out. But many people have registered to vote for the first time because they know they can do it remotely.
Witnesses say Cameroon police have chased and beaten at least 200 opposition supporters outside the home of opposition leader Maurice Kamto, who's been under de facto house arrest for over a month. Anti-riot police were deployed to Kamto's home this week to contain crowds of supporters demanding he be released. Police blocked Kamto from leaving his house after he organized anti-government protests in September. U.S. President Donald Trump has told the Congress he will rescind Sudan's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism, the White House said Friday, after Sudan transferred $335 million into an account for victims and their families. The United Nations warns of a looming health crisis in Sudan following historic floods. The floods had left behind stagnant water pools, which have created conditions for deadly mosquito-transmitted diseases to thrive. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs warns more than 4.5 million people are at risk for mosquito-transmitted diseases such as malaria. Libya's two warring factions signed a permanent ceasefire agreement Friday following 5 days of talks at the United Nations. The UN's Libya mission said in a Facebook post, quote, the 5+5 joint military commission talks in Geneva today culminate in a historic achievement as Libyan teams reach a permanent ceasefire agreement across Libya, end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.